We know the cotton mixing is an important process for the spinners, for the spinning mills, whether curd yarn or combed yarns. It can be done inside the blow room, before the bale opener, or by the multi mixer. Also, the cotton curd is a good mixer for the cotton. Cotton mixing means quality. If the mixing is done very well, the quality will be very high. In this paper, I try to make index for the Egyptian cottons. Which of them is better for mixing? Which of them is encouraging the mixing process for the spinner? The idea of the paper depends upon the property of the cottons. The properties of the cottons are following normal distribution. It means it has mean value and coefficient of variation. Mixing process is raising up the mean values and reduces the variabilities in the properties. Therefore, I made the formula that is named CMI, cotton mixing index. Cotton mixing index depends upon the average value and then about the variabilities, coefficient of variations. I selected the properties as they measured by HVI. The values of the properties here are measured by HVI. The mean values of the cotton attributes for the Egyptian cotton are shown in Table 1. This table gives a summary for the results of the properties of the Egyptian cotton. Giza 45, Giza 70, Giza 85, Giza 86, Giza 87. These cottons were processed, and I made my experimental work, or my data were taken from these cotton properties. In the same table, you can find also the values of coefficient of variations for each property. Again, the proposed formula for calculating the CMI is CMI equals this formula, as mentioned before. This chart summarizes the values of the CMI for different cottons. We can find Giza 87 is the best till now. Till this moment, Giza 87 is the best for mixing. It encourages the mixing process. It can raise up the quality of the mix. It can improve the variabilities. It can make everything for the mixing properties. Giza 45, it is hard to be mixed because it is so long stable cotton, too long stable cotton. Also, Giza 70, too long stable cotton, different to be opened, different to be mixed. But Giza 87, it has high values for mean values and low values for variabilities. We can see from this chart that the results are following hyperbola, means low values at left side and high values at to the right side, because the rate of change of mean values are less than the rate of change of variabilities. Oh, thank you. Too short, yes. Too short. Because I came yesterday too tired from London.
Okay. That's very good. Dr. Lahori was standing in London yesterday, so can understand he can be very tired today. So we have plenty of time.
Any questions, please, for Egyptian cotton?
Two aspects, criteria one. See, it was the mixing criteria one.
CMI.
CMI. It's so presidential to us.
CMI, cotton mixing index.
Calculated CMI.
Yes, calculated. But the calculation is.
Show to us the slide.
Could you go back to the slide?
Go back to the slide.
That defines CMI.
Yeah. Length, strength, RP, Y. Why is A and B selected by the.
A, average values. B, coefficient of variation.
But why is necessary to. A divided by B, and A is the combination of these are in combination.
Yes, A means average, mean values. B coefficient of variations.
Very simply. And then I'll be putting to A that characteristics, to B as well. I will have a very strange unit, because it's length multiplied by
strength. It is an index.
Multiplied by percentage, multiplied by index, divided by CV. Therefore, units will be very strange. Therefore, I am
not... It is an index. It is not absolute value, it is an index for comparison between different cotons.
But index is standardly dimensionless. And we have some dimensions. And you will be using for length, inches, or centimeters.
Yes, you are right, sir.
Why is the...
You are right, sir.
Why are these...
But this was used for all the cotons.
Understanding, but what is motivation of utilization of A and B?
Atomic index, simple atomic index.
Necessary to divide by micron. Why is necessary to multiply by that?
Because mixing increases the mean values for the properties and decreases the coefficient of variations. Usually, mixing of cotton increases the mean values and decreases the coefficient of variations. The mixing process.
I'm not quite sure about that. Because when you're having different cottons with different fineness, different UH in that case.
But it is index also, in, not absolute value, index. For me, I can select 87 for mixing from this result.
What is that SEL?
Spin consistency index, HVI result.
I don't understand
you.
SCI.
SCI is kind of each other.
Cannot
on top and bottom. You have both SCI on top and on A and B. You kind of each other.
This is CV. This mean value.
And then SCI is
spinning consistency index. As measured by HVI.
I'm using a ratio. In both cases, will be SCI.
This CV is SCI. This mean value of
SCI. SCI is denominator. Nominator in both are SCI. Therefore, it will be in fact not included.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that the denominator is the CV of the.
Yeah, but it's multiplied by SCI.
Now this is
the
denominator,
This CV is CCR.
CV is CCR.
CV coefficient of variation.
The mean values do increase or not, but that will depend on the components in the mix.
But usually mix can raise up the value of mean values. Can improve and can decrease the variabilities. And this is similar an index to select the best cotton for mixing. For example, mean values?
Yeah, because you have some formula for computing this SMI. That what is better for me to have higher value?
Which is higher is good. Yes, higher is better. Because mean low CVs. And the high mean values.
But I'm not sure if RV is better. Its length is better, strength is better, RV, then will the RV higher is better.
Or that can be RV.
Color reflection, so when it is high, it is good.
But micronary could be more problematic
than RV. Micronary is the opposite. Make is the opposite.
My comment is that cotton fiber have very different properties and they have different effects on young skin performance. And their effect is not all linear. Most of them are non-linear. So I don't think that you must buy different cotton variety in the measure of length strength phenomenon and divide by coefficient system. I think it's a very good approach for the linear, because the linear, most of the linear, so I think it may be an approximate method, but not an accurate.
There's one thing that could also explain that micronary this is specific, probably specific to some type of conflict. We talked about the Egyptian conflict, so the way migraine could indicate of fineness more than maturity, which is not the case in that type of conflict. So that could probably be added.
In fact, excluding microhair is 1 over product of standard deviation, because it's minimally divided by C. Therefore, regarding percentage, it will be 1 over the complex product of standard deviation. But why for that? Some is probably better in case of variability. Your equation here, A, and divided by B, therefore said, and C and I or L is in fact 1 over product of standard deviation. The formula is going to say mean value true, then you have the by product. It's a little bit good, small standard deviation is better, therefore one over.
I'm still understanding why
is product of the day.
Yes.
According to statistics, could be some. Both product is a little bit.
A question. This is apparently to be used in creating the laydowns, correct? Could you give us a little insight as to how this gets applied in the context of the formula?
There has to be
some kind of optimization approach.
No, I haven't done optimization. Simply, it is an index to select the cotton for mixing. Which is better, Gaze 86 or Gaze 87? Gaze 84, Gaze 70. Simply for comparison. When I select the mix for cotton industry, it can help the spinner to select the good cotton for him.
What does it tell you about your blend levels, your blend percentages? You've got 45 and 88. How would you apply those within the context of this formula to determine how much of each one to put together?
If I carried out the mix, yes. I can select a sample and measure the HVI properties and use the same formula. And I can take samples and carry out HVI measurements and use the same formula to give me the results for the mix itself.